Yes, I got a point. This is called Sabatino. We are back. This is Smith Sabatino, once again heard on America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network. As we move along today, Roland, once again, is on assignment and will be back with us next week. As I normally do in preparation for the show, I sort of scour both newspapers, wires, the internet, and I came across this rather remarkable phrase by, or shall I say, letter or announcement by Meryl Streep. And I thought, I was so moved by what she said in terms of her directness, by a person living her life the way she wanted to and the way she is. Extraordinary actress, we all know that. Multiple Oscar winner, acclaimed throughout the world as one of our finest examples of a thespian you will ever meet. She is the consummate professional. And this is what she wrote. And the title is, I No Longer. I no longer have patience for certain things, not because I've become arrogant, but simply because I've reached a point in my life where I do not want to waste more time with what displeases me or hurts me. I have no patience for cynicism, excessive criticism, and demands of any culture. I lost the will to please those who do not like me, to love those who do not love me, and to smile at those who do not want to smile at me. I no longer spend a single minute on those who lie or who want to manipulate me. I decided not to coexist anymore with pretense, hypocrisy, dishonesty, and cheap praise. I do not tolerate selective erudition or academic arrogance. I do not adjust either to popular gossiping. I hate conflict and comparisons. I believe in a world of opposites, and that's why I avoid people with rigid and inflexible personalities. In friendship, I dislike the lack of loyalty and betrayal. I do not get along with those who do not know how to give a compliment or a word of encouragement. Exaggerations bore me, and I have difficulty accepting those who do not like animals. And on top of everything, I have no patience for anyone who does not deserve my patience. Meryl Streep. Well, I got to tell you, folks, when I read that, it got my attention immediately. I've got to tell you, many times during the course of my life, and particularly in the last 10 years of my life, I can pick on every one of these particular points and say I agree wholeheartedly. Why waste the time in the short time we have on people that don't matter, who don't take the time to care about animals, to care about you, to care about the world in which we live in? Cynicism doesn't count. Excessive criticism doesn't count. And put demands on you that are necessarily not either correct or proper. In this world today, and I recently had a conversation with one of the priests that I've met and dealt with over the years at Loyola University, where I did some lecturing. And he said to me, and he's still teaching to this day, bless him. He said to me, in a world where we need nothing more than patience for all of those that we aspire or things we aspire to be or do, all the things we aspire to be or do, it requires the kind of patience and understanding that in many times on this planet we no longer have. It's the root cause of many of our problems on Capitol Hill. It's the root cause of many of the problems we have around the world. Arrogance, exaggerations, cynicism, and so on. And Meryl Streep hit it right on the head. If we paid careful attention to what she said, and if you just, as I've asked my people over the years when I've mentioned these things from time to time, take a listen. Take a good listen to what she had to say. You can catch her on the web. This phrase is all over the web. Take a good read. Take the time. Step back. Think about it. I'm Carl Sabatino, thinking about it as we move along on Smith Sabatino, America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend. Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
When writing an email, author Jeffrey James says, forget what you learned in school. Do the opposite and start by writing your conclusion.
For example, there's a position available in your company. When you email your boss, don't start with, I'm emailing in regards to the new position available. Do start with, I would like you to consider me for this position.
Then back up your request with quick facts. For instance, you gave me excellent scores on the skills required for this position in my last performance review.
Finally, wrap up your email with a call to action. Let's schedule a time to discuss this further. Are you available Friday morning at 10?
Get to the point to get to the next step. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Are you a good bluffer? Can you bluff your way out of a problem? Well, from card games to the real world, it's actually more of a trick than a technique. Here's the social science of it. We learn bluffing early in life. Adults pretend to know what others are talking about all the time. We don't want to look unaware, so if you must bluff, eye contact, head nods, and lots of pregnant O's. If you don't know what they're talking about, just go, oh, and they'll tell you even more. Doctors use this trick all the time. Next, keep the other guy talking. Throw in a fascinating, or you're so knowledgeable, or have you considered, and they just won't shut up. What's the cheap psychological trick? Bluff only if you must, but sometimes it's just easier to say, I don't know. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.